Let's sing number 45 in the camp songbook. 45.
Turn.
Tonight we do love you. We thank you that you first loved us. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost so that we know that we are loved. Hallelujah. Loved by the Father and by our Savior. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Number 72 in the same camp songbook, 72. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus.
The love of God to me. Heavenly music swells in chimings clear to all who will hear. Ring out the gospel bells. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not perish, but measure of earth or sea or sky could only show its full overflow when Jesus came to die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you for your mighty love, sending Jesus our Savior, hallelujah. Jesus to be our Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, our God, that you love the world and so love the world, this world, the world that we live in. God so loved the world, this world, with all of its rebellion, all of its sin, all of its other interests, all of its defilement and degradation, and oh Lord, you know, and yet you love this world. Hallelujah. You made this world, you made us, Lord, and yet when we sinned, you continue to love us. You love the world full of prodigals who went away from you. You continue to love. You continue to speak. You continue to reach out. And then you sent your Son to be our Savior. And so, Lord, we thank you for your love. And we thank you that this love has reached to us and become real to us. And you have helped us, Lord, to respond. We have heard your call, O God, and we've responded to the love of God in Christ, and our lives are totally different. We have a hope that reaches beyond the grave. We have life eternal in you. Our sins are forgiven. Our hearts are cleansed. We walk in the light. We live in joy and victory and glory because we know you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And fill our hearts with your love, too. We sang about our obligation to others to live filled with the love of God and the compassion of Christ, and telling the story of his love and the message of the gospel. We thank you, Lord, that you have power to save. You save lost sinners. You saved us. And we thank you for the love that sought us and the blood that bought us, for the grace that brought us to the fold, wondrous grace that brought us to your fold. And now, Lord, we want to pray for everyone who's on these grounds. Thank you, Lord, that we can pray for our campers. Pray that you'll bless them tonight. Lord, the villagers and the Nonantum boys and Natick, Lord, bless them all. Before they turn in tonight, no doubt their thoughts will be directed towards you. And we just pray that they shall turn to you, Lord, and that you will speak to their hearts, that you will touch their hearts, that you will mightily work in their hearts, that your the light of your truth shall shine into their minds and into their hearts, O Lord, and let them respond to you. Let them, O Lord, we just pray that the Holy Spirit shall draw hearts to Jesus tonight. In the cottage too, Lord, we just pray that you will draw hearts to Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your mighty power to save, and we count on your working to just awaken our hearts and help us to hear and help us to respond, and dear Lord, to just come to you. Help us, Lord, we pray, and help those campers. Thank you for each one that you brought to us, and we believe you brought them here, and we believe you brought them here to work in their hearts. We thank you also for this cottage group. Bless them too. I thank you for what you can do for little children, and I pray that you'll reveal yourself to the little ones. Oh God, we pray for them tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful day that you gave. Thank you, Lord, for this too. What a blessing for all of us today has been. And we just want to wait in your presence tonight and love you and long for you and listen for you and receive your working even this night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray for our brother Philip. We pray for him especially. We miss him, and thank you for his service among us. We just pray that you'll bless him tonight. Give him your peace. Give him your wisdom. Show him your way for him, Lord, and bless him in everything that concerns him. Bless his family, and we pray especially for his mother. Oh, Lord, tonight we pray again that you will bless her especially in her hour of need, that you will meet her need, that you will speak to her heart, that you will lay your hand upon her. Oh, God, we look for your working in our sister Martha tonight and also in our brother Gordon. Bless them in a very special way, oh, God. We thank you that you have great grace for us in the hour of need. You have promised it to those who would come with confidence to the throne of grace. There we obtain mercy. There we find grace to help in the time of need. And it's because of you, Lord, that we have a great high priest. We thank you that we can look to you and call on you and count on you. Hallelujah. We pray these things in your great and glorious and mighty and matchless name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It certainly has been a joy to be here with you these couple days, and I just pray that God will continue to bless you. I'm going to be out of here before tomorrow. So, by the way, I know this is a big burden for someone here. I don't know who it's going to be, but I will not be at the breakfast table. And I'm just counting on what I believe is a fact, that there may be someone else there who prays for the food at home and would know how to do it. So I'm not going to be there. So once you've all gathered, maybe someone will start a chorus and return thanks. Okay? I have confidence that that can happen. Amen. Okay. So, and then we're going to have two Brother Johns with us tomorrow in morning worship, Brother John Munsinger, and in evening meeting, Brother John Prah. So we're bringing in the big guns to substitute for Brother Phil, and we're thankful for these men of God who will bless us and minister to us in Jesus' name. So I think many of you know these two Brother Johns, and I know you'll appreciate their ministry, both men of God and men of God's Word, too. So let's come and expect the Lord to continue His good work among us in these days.